often said that dogs are a man's best friend. But does your furry companion get all the necessary brushing and grooming that they need to keep them looking fresh? We got in amongst the hairdryers and the fur at Scruff's Dog Groomers in Knaresborough to find out how it's done by the professionals and how your dog can look their best this Christmas. Here and we have Pippin the dog. Leanne, tell me a little bit about Scruffs in Knaresborough. Okay. You are the owner, I'm the owner.
We've been here in Knaresborough 3 years. Before that we were based in Harrogate for a couple of years, actually one of the kennels in Harrogate. And then I decided I kind of wanted to open the shop. And yeah, this is Pippin, as we said, and she is a cockapoo. She comes every 6 to 8 weeks.
Cockapoos are quite popular now, aren't
they? Very popular.
Quite a lot of cockapoos around. So what would somebody like Pippin have done? What is it that this type of hair needs doing?
Well, she molts very, very little. She will molt a little bit, but very, very little. So she needs brushing all the time, especially because they keep her quite long, the hair. Otherwise,
and would that be something that the owners sort of have to do,
you
brushing?
You would hope so. With this owner, they definitely do. They keep her well brushed. If not, sometimes they come in and they're so severely matted, we have to clip them off. We don't have a choice.
Right.
If we can brush them out, we will. We'll save as much hair as we can. Obviously, it'll grow, but we just, for the welfare of the dog, you don't want to be brush, you know? But she has, she comes and has a good brush, get all any knots that are in there out. She has a bath, then a blow dry, and then we style them to however the client wants.
So when you say style, that's quite intriguing, isn't it? Because I think that the old-fashioned opinion of dog groomers used to be mainly for things like poodles, and you would see poodles with these big pom-poms on their tails and on their ears, and sometimes they'd have like a pink tint to them.
Yeah.
Dog grooming can be that, but actually it's come a long way since then.
Oh, it can. I mean, obviously you've got pet groomer, and that's I guess what we try to be, pet groomers. There are a lot of people who do show grooming, and if people bring their dogs to us, if it's for a show, I tend to say please take them to a specialist of that breed. But for pet grooming, we're happy to give anything a go. It's like I said before, it's really for the welfare of the dogs and to make sure the coats are in a good condition and well looked after and well maintained.
To the back room of Scruffs here in Knaresborough, and I am with two people. I'm with Jackie and I'm with Zara. Hello, Jackie.
Hi.
Tell me a little bit about Zara then that we're with here. When I say two people, Zara is actually a dog.
She is actually a dog. She's a lovely dog. She's a long-haired German Shepherd. Very, very, very hairy, as you can see, and it's all coming out everywhere. So she's going to have a good bath and a good de-shed. I'm going to get her smelling nice and looking lovely and all brushed, aren't we?
So what stage is she at now then? Just to set the scene.
Okay,
she looks like she's in a giant bathtub, and it looks like you've got a giant Hoover.
That is basically how it looks, but I'm not hoovering the dog. She's had a wash, she's had a good condition, and now I'm just getting her dry, so I'm using a high velocity blaster which can blast all the dead hair out.
A high velocity blaster? That sounds
it's
like something from
powerful.
Harry Potter, doesn't it?
It looks like a Hoover, but it's just basically a really powerful dryer, like if you go into the toilets and you get the high powered hand dryers.
Yeah.
It's like that but a lot stronger, so it blows the water off rather than just drying them, and that gets rid of all the dead hair and things as well, so you can get a lot of hair out of a dog.
Yeah, I can see there is a lot of hair here currently.
You wouldn't get that out at home with brushing alone.
Okay.
So doing the blasting really helps dogs like this.
Do dogs tend to enjoy having their blow dry and their baths, or is it something that they kind of put up with?
What dogs are like people, they're all so different, so some will, some won't. She doesn't enjoy being bathed, but she prefers the dryer.
Well, Zara, you're looking absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
and I'm sure by the end you'll be super happy with the results. We are here at Scruffs in Knaresborough. We've arrived on a very exciting day. The Christmas decorating is happening. And with Amy. Hello, Amy.
Hi.
Now, you're actually here on work experience at the moment. Where are you coming from for your work experience?
I'm at Askham Bryan College at the moment studying companion care. It's based on canine and everything, but we do like even zoo animals and practicals to do with the zoo that we have at the college.
Oh, I would love to have a zoo animal as a companion. That sounds so lovely. So it's not just Christmas decorations then here at Scruffs. There is a whole wall of things over there.
Yeah, well, we've just had our Christmas stock arrive, and you know, it's not just us that need treating at Christmas, our dogs need a good treat as well.
Yeah, and Christmas advent calendars for dogs as well.
Yeah, well, I actually get my dog one because, you know, when you're having yours in the morning, they're always looking at you, so it's always a good treat for them every morning.
That is true. And of course, if you want Christmas presents, which if you're a dog owner who doesn't buy their dog Christmas presents, I think you're probably a real rarity, aren't you? So, Amy, your tree is looking fabulous. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
Pippin then? How long will Pippin be in here and
she'll
what
be
stages?
Well, I mean, obviously because we're doing Zara through there, she's just waiting a turn.
Okay.
And once we get Zara out, Pippin will have a bath and she'll take about, well, from start to finish with no breaks in between, an hour to an hour and a half.
Right, okay.
But we tend to, certainly here, I like to give them a rest in between grooms. So she'll have a bath and a blow dry and then I'll let her down and let her have a drink and let her lie down, stretch her legs. And then she'll have a trim.
We shall let Pippin then have her bath, have her blow dry, get ready.
Yeah.
If somebody would like to bring their dog to see you, Leanne, or the team here at Scruffs in Knaresborough, where's the best place for them to find all the information and find out what would work best for their
pooch? You can have either a look at Facebook, which we update regularly with all the photographs that we take every day of the dogs. We've got a website, www.scruffsdoggroomers.co.uk, and we've also by phone, to be honest.
Fabulous. And they can get that number on your website.
They can, yeah.
And location-wise, you're right in the middle of Knaresborough. We're here on market day today, just opposite Hutton's Butchers.
I was going to say, opposite the Butchers, but over there, yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Well, Leanne, Pippin, and Zara having her bath through there. Thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you.